Men of Athens, I don't know how you felt as you listened to my accusers, but they spoke so persuasively that they almost made me forget who I am. But not much of what they said is true. Among their many lies, one especially amazed me. I mean, when they told you to be on your guard so that you are not deceived by the power of my eloquence. That they were not ashamed of saying this seemed to me most shameless of them, since they were sure to be refuted as soon as I opened my mouth and displayed my lack of eloquence. Unless by eloquence they mean the power of speaking the truth. If that is what they mean, then I admit I'm an eloquent speaker. My way differs from theirs because, as I just said, they hardly spoke a word that's true. You'll hear the whole truth from me, but not delivered in their way, not in an oration nicely decorated with prepared words and phrases. On the contrary, I'll use the words and arguments that occur to me at the moment. At my age, Athenians, it's not right for me to appear before you in the guise of a youthful orator. Nobody should expect me to do that. And I ask that you grant me one favor. If you hear me using the same words in my defense that you've heard me use in the Agora, at the money changers' tables, or anywhere else, I ask you not to be surprised at this and that you not interrupt me. I'm more than 70 years old, and this is the first time I've ever appeared in a law court. I'm a stranger to the ways of this place. Therefore, please treat me as you would a foreigner. Someone you would excuse for speaking with an accent and in my own dialect. I don't think that's an unfair request. Please ignore my way of speaking, whatever its value, and think only of the justice of my cause. Pay attention to that. Let the just decide fairly, and the speaker speak truly. First, I have to reply to some older charges, to those who first accused me, and then I'll respond to the more recent ones. Many people have accused me, some of them a long time ago, and their false charges have continued over the years. I fear them more than Anytus and his associates, though they, too, are dangerous in their own way.